voice of Bell Pacifica, Bill Hendricks.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendricks Show. Getting less world-famous as the days go by. I'm telling you, man, it is. It's some days it's just not worth it. I'll just say this much, okay? What we do on this show, you know, what I've endeavored to do on my radio show is to, you know, use radio as a creative outlet, to use radio as a creative medium. Most programmers and most people that run radio shows and radio stations today, they wouldn't know that, man. If you walked up to them and hit them in the face with it, all they know is right wing talk, a little bit of left wing talk. News blocks, and we watch our industry, the radio industry, sink further and further into the morass. And all you need do to blame anybody is, and I know most of you don't care, and you shouldn't have to care. There's other things you can do. There's all kinds of places you can go for entertainment. You don't need to listen to this talk radio, such as it is. And I'm telling you, man, I thought it was bad, but I swear to God.
Better stop talking about it. You ain't get in trouble.
Oh, am I going to get in trouble? Oh, well, I don't want to get in trouble. Goodness gracious me. Well, here's a guy that's looking to do everything he possibly can to take what was once a winning situation and talk about throwing it into the toilet. Mitt Romney. Why, hell, Mitt, if you ever need the job, man, you can run probably any broadcast company in America. Because you got plenty of experience of taking something that's gold and turning it to cow dung before our very eyes, and that is the Republican nomination for President of the United States. Here's a guy, for whatever reason we don't know, goes to London, makes a statement about the security apparatus or the security of the Olympics, or whether it's good, whether it's bad, or whether it's indifferent. What is he thinking? What was he thinking of? Why did he say what he was saying? Well, I got a couple of guesses. I'll expand on those in a moment, but to give you the further sort of grandeur of the story, the mayor of London, Boris Johnson, has, quote, hit out. Now, I heard at one point he was chiding. I heard at another point he was jibing. I heard at another point they were joking with. So I don't know whether they're angry or whether they're amused, but one thing's for sure, both him and Cameron have said some stuff about Romney that, it's not very flattering. He hit out at the U.S. presidential candidate Mitt Romney for comments suggesting Britain is not ready to stage the games. Boris Johnson fired up a large crowd in Hyde Park saying, there's a guy called Mitt Romney who wants to know whether we're ready. Are we ready? Well, you can imagine what the crowd's response was. Earlier, Romney backtracked after meeting UK PM David Cameron and predicted a very successful Olympics. The Republican will take on Barack Obama, yada, yada, yada. In his first foreign visit, Mr. Romney is making as a presidential candidate, and correspondents say his campaign is aiming to boost the foreign policy profile of the former governor of Massachusetts. So Romney's remarks brought a very caustic comment from the mayor of London, Boris Johnson, in front of a huge crowd. He said, quote, I hear there's a guy named Mitt Romney who wants to know whether we're ready. And then, of course, he asked, are we ready? And the crowd said, yes, we are. Earlier in the interview with U.S. Network NBC... In an interview with U.S. Network NBC, Romney said London's difficulties with security guards and threats of border staff strikes were obviously not something which is encouraging. It's hard to know just how well it will turn out, Mr. Romney said, referring to the Olympic Games that kick off in London on Friday. Here's why this is important. You may think that it's refreshing to have a guy shooting from the hip, or you may think it's refreshing to have a guy be honest. No, he wasn't being honest. Maybe he was shooting from the hip or the lip. But what he was doing was commenting on something he had no knowledge about. That's really not good because, look, if Romney has some information as to what may be a compromising security situation, well, the first person you're going to talk to are the people in charge of security. Now, I understand that it may not be all that heavy, that you have the right to comment if you are so informed and if you feel so qualified on what's going on with the Olympics. But he doesn't have those qualifications. I don't give a damn if he was in charge of the Winter Olympics. He's not a member of the British government. He's not a member of any security service. He doesn't understand their country and doesn't understand what it is that they're doing. He says, obviously, it's not something which is encouraging. It's hard to know just how it will turn out. These are all negative statements about a huge event that London is staging, that the United Kingdom is staging, that as Americans, because they're friends of ours, because they have been allies of ours, because they've shoulder to shoulder with us for a long, long time through a lot of really bad stuff, you know, your instinct might be to be a little encouraging, like, well, you know what, man, these problems work themselves out and we'll be fine. I'm sure they're going to do great.
Well, whoever was asking the question, what do you think about the whole thing?
But Romney made a big rookie mistake. He wanted to look like he's some kind of a world beater. He wanted to look like Mr. See, I said early on I would vote for this guy if everything came out equal in the wash. If he made some progress on social issues. Because, frankly, I do believe that the country needs a much more conservative economic hand. That's just, I said economic, okay? I'm not talking about women's right to choose, anything like that. I'm very, very liberal on those issues to give you an idea of where I stand, and I hate using that word, but hey, there it is. But I do believe we need a far more conservative hand in terms of the dollars. Romney would be the guy. However, with the big fat mouth this guy's got and the stupid stuff he's been saying, that's all we need. We need a guy to step into the shoes of President of the United States and to run around the world pissing people off. That's great. I don't give a damn if he pisses off Arabs necessarily, or depending upon the Arab state, of course, or the people who are traditionally or who are at present foes of ours. I don't care about that. But when you go to a country where the guy's an ally.
How long have you been an ally for, though?
Who?
British.
They've been allies of ours, man, for over a century.
That's kind of iffy on account of revolution.
Oh, will you get out of here? The revolution's 200 years ago. I'm talking about a country we fought two world wars with these guys. You know, they came to bat with us during the war on terror. You know, the Gulf War and the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. They've been there every step of the way. So you go over to their country. You don't try to, hey, listen, baby, woo-hoo. You know, I ran the Olympics in Salt Lake City, so let me just tell you where it's at. That's what he was doing, like a dumbass, like a hillbilly. Let me tell you how it looks to me, having run the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. Looks to me like you guys could use a little bit of work, see? So that's when Cameron came back and said, you know, running the Olympics in a bustling, major, international city is different from running the Olympics out in the middle of nowhere. That was just basically what he was calling Salt Lake City. We're not worried about overseas headlines. We're worried about voters here at home in America, said Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, a leading Romney ally, in trying to defend the governor. Well, it isn't overseas allies, because, dude, as much as I don't give a damn about what people think of this country other than America, I personally, when it comes to countries that have been, been pretty loyal and pretty loyal friends for a long time. You know, you might want to say something a little less sharp than that, because they're trying to make this thing a success. They want their Olympics to be a good experience. The back and forth attracted attention on Twitter and did dominate U.S. TV coverage. Yeah, Romney, get out of here, man. I'm done with that guy.
You're not going to vote for the guy just because of that?
Just the guy is just, he stinks. He's just got a stink coming off of him. Forget it, man. You know, I'd vote for Obama now if for no other reason. All that so-called lack of experience, well, he's got 4 years of it now, which is four more than this guy's got. All right, we'll take a break here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Facebook is a really fascinating story, folks. It's really an amazing story. It's a perfect story. It's the perfect story for this environment. And it's the perfect story, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, it's the perfect story for the environment of... By the way, there are stations that are just carrying our last hour. What is that about, man? Who agrees to that, man? Carrying just 1 hour of our show the last time. Is that because we talk more traditional stuff and the first two, it's too weird? Is that it? Man, I'll tell you, if you're only carrying 1 hour of the show, get rid of the show completely. I don't want to be on your lousy radio station. You understand? That's something else I didn't get said.
Yeah, well, now you did.
Great. I'm telling you, man. Facebook is another example of a company that had a lot of momentum, obviously, but for want of a little bit of brain power. And it sounds crazy that I would even say so much about a successful enterprise like Facebook, but they made the most fundamental of errors, one that is shocking, given the creativity, given the groundbreaking entrepreneurial energies of the young man that started their company, Mark Zuckerberg, who is now, of course, their CEO, the head of the whole thing. Facebook is selling shares, I should say, on the New York Stock Exchange right now. They're selling them at $23 a share. They opened at around $38, $39. They have gone down. In a year, they've lost double digits. They have lost profits percentage-wise over the last quarter. And it's all for want of a very basic knowledge when it comes to their actual platform, when it comes to the actual technology that we're talking about, you see? See, Facebook has got a great product. But they don't, and their founder, Mark Zuckerberg, is a guy that knows the product inside out. But what he didn't know was how to promote it. Now, I'll give you the reason that I'm saying this. Listen to this. Facebook fell in late trading yesterday after its first earnings, and by yesterday, we're talking about Wednesday now, after its first earnings report as a public company showed a slower sales gain and narrow profit margins. Opening margins, excluding costs, 43% in the second quarter, a decline from 53% a year earlier. California-based company said in a statement, they had a four-fold surge in sales and marketing expenses. Revenue rose 32%, the slowest pace on record. Payments-related sales were $192 million, well short of the $199 million that the market analysts wanted. Mark Zuckerberg, addressing analysts for the first time since May, when they had the initial public offering, issued no growth forecast, said little else to reassure investors. It's a show-me story, and so far they ain't showing nothing, says one of the equity research analysts. The problem is deceleration. There wasn't anything from an outlook perspective that would indicate that this deceleration is going to stop. What's the problem? It's very simply this, and this is a stunning oversight by Facebook. The use of mobile phones in the American market is rising rapidly. Now, that's a good thing. That's a good thing because people are buying mobile phones not just because you can talk to somebody on the phone real good. It's because you have internet access with your mobile phone. You have email access with your mobile phone. You have instant messaging with your mobile phone. You can make phone calls with a mobile phone. You can go online and do all this marvelous stuff. I update my website from my mobile phone. I write blogs from my mobile phone. I tell people to, kiss me in the right place on my mobile phone.
Sure do.
Take it easy. No, I don't. Well, sometimes. A lot of stuff, man. All right. I bet you do too, folks, those of you listening to me. It's a no-brainer. And as I said, and I've said this many times, our company, my little company, we saw this coming 2 years ago. I said, it's good. People are going to be... I mean, that's when we started screwing around with Puffin, and we started screwing around with that other Skyfire, whatever the hell that was, all these browsers that did support Apple Media, or did support, I should say, media on Apple products, you would be able to receive. And there was a period there of two glorious months when we were accessing our website by way of the Skyfire browser that I was actually watching our own video casts live. It was amazing. And all of a sudden, it went away. I don't know what happened. Maybe they didn't work the deal with... I suspect Apple got upset with them because they weren't giving Apple 99.999%. They were only giving them 98%. That's the problem with Apple, the greediest bastards on record. You know what you might do, Apple, before you wind up like Facebook, is quit coming out with a new version of the phone every 16 seconds. Let everybody catch their breath and buy a freaking phone, man. I want to buy a phone that I'm going to hold on to for a while. Do you mind? That was the greatest news in the world. When I read yesterday about Apple, your sales in iPhones are beginning to slip. Great. Good. Serves you right. Getting so freaking greedy, you won't get any, nobody can catch their breath. You get a 4G phone. Next thing, well, we got the new one coming out. Well, I might as well throw this in the river, huh? What's the point of buying your product, man, if it's going to be obsolete or near obsolete in a few months? What are you, crazy? Wake up. All right. So Facebook doesn't see this. For all of their genius, they don't see that people are using mobile devices. Now, what's important about that? If you are selling advertising on your website, as Facebook is selling advertising on their website, naturally, you're going to want to make that advertising available or legible or readable or you know, apparent on a phone, on the Facebook mobile app. I have my little Facebook mobile app right here. We all do. I go and I play around on Facebook with my...
Yeah, picking up chicks.
Will you shut? Let's talk about that. Picking up chicks. Maybe.
Yeah, I knew that, man.
No, I don't know. No, I do not. No, that you are... why'd you say that, man?
I don't know.
Thank you, bud. Where'd you meet your girlfriend, Vivian?
I met her on MySpace.
Oh, well, MySpace, that's different, huh?
MySpace, man, that's a dirty back alley. They got venereal disease, MySpace. What are you talking about?
Yeah. What do you mean they got venereal disease on MySpace?
They got virtual venereal disease. Like, you don't really get it, but you don't really get it, but you go to MySpace, you feel like you got venereal disease.
Yeah, I heard one guy say he went to MySpace one time, and then he went to the bathroom, and it burned. And
just shut up, man. It burned.
You swear to God.
Oh, really? Well, I'd like to interview that guy. Now, here's the point. If everybody is going mobile and your website, Facebook, is not supporting ads on a mobile device, you got a big problem. Why didn't you see that? Well, we don't know. You just didn't consider mobile devices. And I have to tell you, it wasn't a real stretch. It wasn't a difficult thing to see. It really wasn't. But okay, let's just say that you overlooked it. Now, what are you guys doing? Okay, it's been 2 months since your public offering. What are you doing? You're still standing around scratching your rear ends trying to figure out how to put ads on a mobile phone?
No, I've seen a lot of ads on mobile.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of ads on mobile. There's a lot of ways of doing it, and I'm sure that Facebook is looking into the best possible way. But in the meantime, you got people that are obviously not feeling comfortable about your company or investing in it. Now, I'm willing to bet, unless there is some major technical or technological or technocrat problem with getting the kind of advertising that MySpace needs to support them on a mobile. Barring that, I'm betting that MySpace, or excuse me, Facebook, I said MySpace, Facebook will figure it out. But by the time they figure it out, maybe people are going to be like, I don't care. Because I got to tell you something, and you probably know it, people on Twitter, it's a whole different crowd on Twitter. And all they ever do on Twitter is talk, not all they ever do, but anytime anybody brings up Facebook on Twitter, it's like, people on Twitter look down their noses. They look at Facebook like it's for a bunch of, like for morons. Basically, and people split Facebook because they want to be where they think the smarter people are, which is on Twitter. And, you know, I'm not saying that that's true. I don't know what's true and what isn't true. But the perception is that Twitter's got smarter people and more interesting and this, that, whatever. I don't know. Maybe more celebrities. People like to talk to celebrities. So they go over there. Meantime, Facebook is going to be looking at a MySpace future. MySpace now is a toilet, just a big, fat, ugly toilet into which reputations and virginity is lost. Thank you.
Hey!
That's a great way to wrap it up, Mr. Henry. Thank you. I thought it was pretty good. No, I don't know, but MySpace, they've got less than a bad reputation. They're, you know, it's almost like MySpace is now the willingly a member of Legion. All right, we'll be back with more here on the Phil Hendry Show. By the way, on our we're looking at our New York Times front page tonight, July 27th, 1852. It's real weird. They're getting their news, like, this is July 27th, 1852. They just got one dispatch just came in from Turkey, dated June 10th.
Turkey?
Yeah, that's how long it took them to get it to the New York Times. From June 10th all the way to July 27th to get a dispatch from Turkey. And the only thing the guy was talking about is what a bunch of freaks the Turks are or something. Anyway, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's kind of interesting, you know, if you're watching Phil TV in HD, I'm going to flip over to our New York Times front page here, and I'm sorry, it's a very old paper, 1852, but what's interesting to me is look at the date. You can see that, July 13. Now, this is the 27th of July. This newspaper came out on July 27, 1852. Now, here's a story from Oxford County, Mississippi, dated July 13. Life of a Pioneer, How He Lives and When and What He Does, a Down East School Note About the Century, or About the Country. So this is a correspondent for the New York Times sending a dispatch from Umbago Lake, Oxford County, Mississippi. July 13th is the date of his dispatch, which means it took about 2 weeks for it to get from Mississippi to New York.
Are you kidding me?
No, but Bud, this is 1852, man. I don't think that the telegraph. No, I don't think the telegraph was an option. We didn't have the Transcontinental Railroad until the 1860s. Now that's Mississippi. Now here's one from the U.S. Hotel in Saratoga, New York. So that's just upstate New York, July 25th. 2 days to go from Saratoga down to the New York Times in New York. Now I showed you this one here. This is from Turkey, June 19th. So from June 19th to July 27th is how long it took for this New York Times correspondent to send his story about a dinner he attended given by the British and some other kind of merchants to the British ambassador on the occasion of his departure. So this New York Times correspondent got invited to the dinner. He covered the dinner, and a month and a half later, there's the news.
Man, that's not going to be worth nothing.
Why?
Well, because it's old.
Yeah, it's old, but dude, nobody had any new news. So if you're the New York Times, you're getting a news story 6 weeks later, that's about state of the art for this particular time. Now, that's Turkey, June 19th. Here's a story from Wiesbaden, Germany, and it's a much, much earlier, or it's much, much later. It's July 3rd, I think. So from Europe to New York, this is July the 6th. From Europe to New York, it's July 6th to July 27th. And this was a correspondent who was at a new museum that was opened by the dang king of something or other. Germany, I guess.
But there wasn't no Germany. Yeah, you said Germany didn't even be.
Germany didn't even be, huh? Germany was not a country until the 1870s, you're right. But even still, the general area there of Germany is what they called that there, Germany. So anyway, that's an interesting story there concerning how long it takes for news to get places. Now then, what the hell were we talking about, Dan? No, I said I wanted to bring something up, though. Remember? Think I'll... Oh, yeah. Here's the on Twitter. That's right. Here, the money thing on Twitter is very interesting. They sell tweets. If you want Kim Kardashian to say she drinks Bozo's chocolate milk, you pay her, I don't know how much per tweet. I think it's a lot of bread. And I may be way off the beaten path. I'll throw out a ballpark. I think it's like 25 grand, something like that.
Wow.
But I could be wrong. It could be more. But if you have Bozo's chocolate milk and you want Kim Kardashian to pitch it, you'd say, oh, here's 25 G's. Will you do a tweet? And she'll say a tweet, you know, like, oh, got up this morning, had a big glass of Bozo's chocolate milk. Man, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I made my head all fright wigged out.
Yeah.
Sure, whatever. If you drink Bozo's chocolate milk, here's a picture of me and here's my hair. You know, whatever. Whatever, I bet you Bozo's chocolate milk would be happy.
Where do you get that anyway?
What?
Bozo chocolate milk.
There ain't no such thing as Bozo's chocolate milk. I'm making it up, man.
Oh.
What, are you guys looking in the yellow pages for the Bozo distributor?
Yeah, if they're in one, I like... Do they have a Southwest distributor?
Yeah, you go ahead and you get that, bud. Wow.
You know how to spell Bozo.
Yeah, B-O...
There ain't no such thing!
You said there was.
I'm kidding, man. God.
Woo!
So anyway... Cut to the day after this horrible tragedy in Aurora. Now, this has nothing to do with the relative price of tweets, but there are businesses online that tweet. The day after the horrible tragedy in Aurora, Colorado, there is a company called Celebrity Boutique. Celebrity Boutique carries different clothing items that are... sponsored by or have celebrities have lent their names to, okay? Now, Celebrity Boutique came out with this ill-considered, I mean, this absolutely mindless tweet that said, we see that Aurora is trending. It reminds us that the Aurora, that Kim Kardashian's Aurora dress is out, and you really ought to buy it, and it's really cool.
Man, I remember that's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Yeah, I bet you they closed down.
Well, they didn't close down. But here's what happened. It's a tweet. It just absolutely shocks the hell out of people. Look at Kim Kardashian. First of all, Kim Kardashian's got the boy. Everybody hates her guts. At least the people that I know, or people that I follow on Twitter. I mean, I swear, all they ever do is bash this woman. So now comes this tweet, the Aurora dress by Kim Kardashian. Well, let me tell you, there's this freaking just flood, man, opens up on these guys talking about who the hell, do you understand what Aurora this, that, that? Now, this clown that runs the Celebrity Boutique Twitter feed, whoever he or she is, first of all, just, well, that was a mistake. They tried to blow it off. It wasn't even like Kenneth Cole. Cole's was, he knew what was happening in Egypt and still said he knew, but he didn't know. He knew, but he didn't know the significance. So Cole was in much dumber, if you think about it. But anyway, people were laying into the Celebrity Boutique. They tried to blow it off. Comes the next tweet, we're really, really sorry. We had no idea. Please forgive us. Then comes the next one because they're still getting it. And they finally cop to this. They said, we are sorry, ladies and gentlemen, from the bottom of our hearts. We had no idea. Our social media is run by someone separate from us. And our PR, people who actually look at the trending of different topics, is not even in this country.
Not in America?
Not even in America. So this Celebrity Boutique said, whoever's doing the tweeting is here in the States. Whoever's doing the PR or the view of what's happening around the world. See, it wasn't their Twitter guy that was looking at the Aurora being a trending topic. It was whoever did their PR somewhere outside of the United States. All they saw was Aurora trending, and they went ahead and made a tweet out of it. They never investigated why
they were trending.
Why they were trending, yeah.
What a bunch of idiots.
Indubitably, whatever that word means. Yes. Yes. Idiots. Something's there on that trending. There's a little trending chart on Twitter. And some days it'll say, you know, a lot of different stuff. And on that particular day, it said Aurora. And for good reason. Why? Well, you knew. I knew. We all knew. But apparently the clown that runs this Celebrity Boutique tweet, they didn't know. And they got their ass handed to them, man.
Man. But I wonder if they're still online?
Yeah, they're still there. They're still there, and they apologized, and they apologized, and then I think they stopped tweeting for the whole day just to kind of let the whole thing simmer down. But it's that kind of thing. You don't recover from that, man. Seriously, people get so angry when they see you being stupid that way, just like that Kenneth Cole thing.
What was that?
That Kenneth Cole thing was when Egypt was in the throes of that civil unrest and basically a revolution, moving Mubarak out of there, the military, this, that. And you saw all this stuff, all of the movement of the crowds, the violence. and millions of people descending on Cairo to protest the government. And Kenneth Cole's tweet was, millions are marching on Cairo. They must have heard about the new line of Kenneth Cole shoes, okay? And they got just leveled by people saying, you understand that this is a revolution, people are dying. Now, the difference between Cole and Celebrity Boutique is that Cole actually knew what was happening, and that dumbass, I'm not saying him, but whoever it was that tweeted for him, those dumbasses still went ahead and tweeted. They didn't get the significance of what was happening in Cairo, as opposed to the stupid clowns at Celebrity Boutique who didn't know at all what was going on in Aurora. I'm sure if somebody had said to them, Aurora's trending because there were people murdered there, I don't think anybody'd go, well, I don't know.
Yeah, see, you don't know, man. You think they're smart, but they're not, like that Kenneth Cole guy.
Yeah, Kenneth Cole's a dumbass. I wouldn't buy no shoe of his, if ever. I wouldn't even buy one shoe of his.
Kenneth Cole wasn't the guy that did the tweeting, bud.
Well,
I mean, he's ultimately responsible, yes, and he did make the public statement. He said, you know, on behalf of my company and myself, I'm embarrassed, I'm sorry, I don't know what, you know, I it's just absolutely unacceptable, and we're sorry that we did what we did.
Yeah, but would you buy one shoe?
I would buy one shoe, yeah.
But yeah, but not two.
You'd buy one shoe?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're going to, I want to use my consumer dollars correctly. You know.
Yes, and that's a very intelligent buy. Just get one shoe.
What are you looking at me for that? I mean, what's that?
I'm looking at you like you're an idiot because you are an idiot.
Why?
One shoe? What are you guys going to do with one shoe?
Well, yeah, but we're not buying two shoe.
Yeah, they'd have to throw the other one out.
They'd have to throw the... Look, at first of all, man, they bought... They're not going to sell you one shoe.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. How much does one shoe cost? Oh, I know what you're going to say. One half?
Well, yeah, one half of the two shoes.
Yeah.
They're not going to break it down like that. They're not going to say, oh, we'll sell you one shoe. If a pair of shoes costs $300, okay?
$300? What are you talking?
Okay, never mind. If a pair of shoes costs, whatever you guys, $60? $50?
$50.
God, man. I got to pay you guys better. $50. They ain't selling you one shoe for $25.
Why not?
Because they don't sell one shoe. They don't do it that way. They're not going to break up the pair.
Yeah, but they can't. What if I only want one?
If you only want one shoe, then they're going to sell you one shoe and charge you for two.
Then that's a jip.
It may be a jip, but if you're dumb enough to go in there and buy one shoe, man, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, see, that's the dishonesty of the business, what you were saying.
That's not dishonest. I charge you for two shoes, too.
What?
I would charge you knuckleheads for two shoes, too. Don't you understand? Of course.
You wouldn't sell one.
Why am I going to sell one, bud? What possible reason would I have to sell one? I sell you one shoe. That means I got to wait for some dumbass to walk through the doors of the store and I can say, anybody interested in buying?
What, man?
I got to talk to some guy. Anybody interested in buying one shoe? I'll give it to you for $25.
Okay, you're going to laugh at this, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
But, okay, if it was a one-legged guy.
If it was a one-legged guy, meaning what if a one-legged guy came in?
Yeah, they got to buy shoes too.
I'll tell you what, bud. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, see?
Okay, no, you make a good point. I'll tell you this. If a one-legged guy came into my store, yes, I would sell him one shoe for one half the price.
Yeah, see?
You really nailed that one, man. That's great.
Well, why don't you think that's good?
What's the likelihood, man? How often do one-legged guys come into shoe stores, okay? I'm sure that we can, get a bunch of people to probably give us a testimonial on that one. All right, we'll be right back here. Our final segment coming up. Maybe we'll find out if there's a one-legged guy out there. It's the world-famous... world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Interesting. I don't know, man. I'm looking for Celebrity Boutique. I was trying to pull them up on Twitter here for our viewers on Phil TV and HD. Here is this is what I got. Celebrity Boutique is indeed an account, but I can't find. I for some reason I'm not finding it here. I'm finding tweets.
You have to go to people.
I know I got to go to people, man, but they don't make it like that, man. Here it is, people. Celebrity Boutique. Now, this looks like a fake account. It looks like Celebrity Boutique ain't there anymore, man, if you look at this.
Why?
Because here is Celebration Boutique. Looks like a fake account, like somebody started it because they were pissed off at Celebrity Boutique. And there is no Celebrity Boutique. I wonder if they just got rid of the account.
Yeah, I bet you they did, because everybody probably sent them notes saying they're douchebags.
Maybe. They probably got too many douchebag notes and just finally just...
What if they like kill themselves?
Here it is, right here, Celebrity Boutique. This is Celebrity. This is the one I was telling you about. 4 followers? Are you serious? They must have started all over again, man.
Yeah.
I'm serious. This was Celebrity Boutique. See, there's Beyonce. Uh-oh. This must be a fake account, man, because dig this. Yeah, all of fashion's a parody. Yeah, it's a parody. See, we know what you're all thinking, but our high-end fashions won't holocaust you a fortune.
Oh, man. But they're kidding, huh?
Yeah, they're kidding. They're joking. Because it says, it's a parody. They put Celebrity Boutique's name in there. But somebody, the actual Celebrity Boutique, looks like maybe they shut down because they were just getting leveled. And I'll tell you something, it's unfortunate, you know, but if you screw up today, nowadays, in the media environment that we're in, and, you know, like our radio show 20 years ago to today, we've been doing all kinds of stuff, and the audience has changed in those 20 years. The audience is a lot more sophisticated now than they were 10 years ago. The audience in radio and the people that are using Twitter, all kinds of social media, far hipper than people were 20, 30 years ago. So if you mess up, even if it's not intentional, and I'm absolutely sure that it was not intentional, but some mistakes, folks, I mean, I think it's true to say this. If you get cut with a knife, even if it was by accident, even if the person did not mean to cut you with the knife, you're still bleeding. And, you know.
Yeah, you still need stitches.
Yes, you still need stitches. And,
yeah, you still got to go to the doctor. You got to pay for the doctor. Yeah.
Right, you got to pay for the doctor. So.
And then you got.
Okay, I get it. All right, so the point is, you know, you still got to go through the pain and the trauma of having been cut. And, The screw up by this Celebrity Boutique, I wouldn't doubt if it cost them their Twitter account. I'm not saying that it cost them their business, but the Twitter account, they're going to have to restructure. They're going to have to put it under a different name. They're going to have to, because they're just going to get leveled, man.
Yeah, that other one, man, looked just like them.
Yeah, see, it said parody. And Twitter's rules, by the way, Twitter allows parody accounts. Even to the point where sometimes it almost like looks like the account, like the real account. But you have to be very clear. You have to say it's a parody account. You have to say it's a, you know, it's a joke, basically. And
anybody do it on you?
Oh yeah, all the time. And people that do parody accounts of me, you know, that's fine. But there have been people who've tried to do accounts that look like an account that I would have, and we get them shut down. You know, and you have to. But the people that do these accounts that are actual for real, and they don't mean anybody any harm, and they wanted to do business, and they're trying to do, and they're just too dumb to know the environment that they're working in. It's like these, you know, the opposite of that, man, are these guys that are brain surgeon writers. They work for Columbia University, or that one guy that was, you know, he was a Rhodes Scholar and all this, and the cat is tweeting stuff about that woman that was attacked in Egypt. Speaking of Egypt, remember that CBS reporter?
Yeah.
Okay, she got manhandled and essentially sexually assaulted, and this cat was making some really stupid comments, man, on this Twitter feed that eventually got his ass fired, and he was just like shocked. This guy was, you know, saying, "Oh no, man, I've always been a supporter of women," you know.
Yeah, and he was. And the other thing he said was that he was like a feminine or something.
A feminine?
You talking about a feminist? Yeah.
Jesus, bud. Anyway,
well, yeah.
Okay, yeah, but the guy was trying to talk about, like, he was a big liberal and all this and that. Forget it, man. And then the cat, what they do is, and this is really unseemly, they will get all petulant and mad and say, well, I didn't mean that, and people are taking it out of context, and then they have to get their ass booted off of Twitter or whatever the hell happened to them. In this case, this cat got fired, man. I don't even remember this guy's name, which is probably good for him, you know?
Yeah, like, he wasn't all that famous in the first place.
He was some intellectual, man. People thought he was all this in a bag of pork rinds. I don't know who the cat was, but he got his ass bounced. But the point I'm making is people don't recognize what's up. Like that guy Anthony Weiner. What a moron, man. What an idiot. You know, the only reason why it doesn't happen to guys like me is because I get it about this stuff. I've been working in media for 40 years. I understand how fast this stuff... I understand the whole, travels like wildfire thing. And,
Yeah, you understand the whole thing about how a chick may sound good on the phone, but, man, she looked real funky.
Okay, thank you very much. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Phil Hendry and Dan Northcraft. And, of course, our... website is philhendryshow.com. We invite you to go online and get a backstage pass and enjoy all the things that we have to offer you at philhendryshow.com, one of the all-time greatest sites in the history of the world, man.
Yeah, don't forget about our podcast.
Yes, our podcast, episode 23, is up and raring to go and online right now. Check it out. Check out our podcast. Go to our podcast banner at philhendryshow.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. And I say that advisedly. No, thank you. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.